Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to Irina Dobaganetsky, owner and CEO of With Simplicity, a beautiful downtown Harrisonburg boutique featuring natural organic skincare, cosmetics, and more. A mother, businesswoman, and clean lifestyle advocate, Irina took what was once a hobby creating products in her kitchen and turned it into a flourishing business, creating clean, natural beauty products that are safe for you. They are from natural, plant-based sources with no gimmicks, no hidden ingredients, and no confusing product names. She and her team work hard behind the scenes for you so you can be confident and worry-free about your beauty routine. Welcome to the show, Irina. It's great to have you on today.
Thanks, Dawn. This is awesome. I'm excited for this episode.
I am too. I went to your shop for a women's chamber event, and it was just so lovely. I heard a little bit more about your story, and I had to have you on this show today. So I couldn't be more excited for the laughers to hear more about you and your business and what you have to offer our community. So thanks again for being here.
Of course. Thank you.
Yes.
I had fun at meeting you. I don't know who had more fun here.
It's mutual. Feel samesies. You have a fascinating background. That is one of the things that stood out to me first. You were born in Russia and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. How old were you when you came here, and what was that experience like?
So my parents were one of the last in the family to move. We moved in 97 and I was 12 years old. So we moved in the middle. It was February. So we moved in the middle of seventh grade. I was 12. I knew zero English and I was plopped into middle school with no Russian speaking people and lockers that I've never seen before. So that's my experience.
What was that like when you went to the first time you looked at a locker? Did you even understand what they were saying to you? This is your locker. Did they hand you
I figured it's my locker combination and how to open it. I don't know how long it took me. I had a great neighbor girl, so I'd always like point and she would open it for me, or I'll just carry all my books out. That locker wouldn't learn the locker until eighth grade. Let's just say that.
Did you just walk up and say, forget it today? I'm carrying the books today.
I guess when people just show you, not explain with the whole combination and twisting and turning, like, I don't know, two this way, this backwards. I'm like, I had the 3-digit number and every time I tried, it didn't work. So.
Oh my gosh. And then those first days, you were the only Russian speaking student in the whole school. Mm-hmm. Okay.
High school, I had three other girls. But in middle school, I was the only one.
Oh, that's sad. So how about it? Did you go ahead? Yeah.
I think that's where kind of my love for makeup. Like I didn't fit in, you know, not speaking English. I was just a fish out of place. I didn't fit in, period. I had zero friends. So one of the ways I wanted to fit in was wearing makeup, because previously I didn't wear any makeup. So that's when I kind of, you know, start asking mom to buy me like mascara or, you know, little. So just putting a little bit of mascara. I used to get my mom to buy me like a clear mascara. And I know it did jack squat, but it made me feel like $1 million. So I feel like that was one way I was able to like fit in, is by trying to look like the other girls and like putting a little bit of makeup to make me look, you know, certain way, I guess.
Yeah. And they complimented you. Did you not understand the compliments at first?
You just not.
Just not. Okay. Do you remember like understanding more of the English language? Was it an evolution over time, or did one day it just turn on like a light bulb?
I think it's like slow. You start picking up like one word here, a couple words there, and it's kind of like slow. I feel like I felt a lot more comfortable like being in United States for about a year or so, where I could like you know, was able to pick up, you know, if I didn't pick up every single word, I knew what the conversation was about. I knew what I've been asked. So I think it's kind of, it's not like a light bulb switch. It's just like gradually you start picking up more words. But by high school, it was a lot better.
Yeah, that's good to know. I know you have your, yeah, it's excellent. I love communicating with you. What brought you to Harrisonburg?
My husband.
Yes.
He's a small town man, and he moved to Cleveland when we just got married, and he hated every second of it. So he wanted back to Harrisonburg, and I love the Valley. So this is our home. So we've been here since 2004 and not planning on moving.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Where did you two meet? If you know, he's from here, but you were in Cleveland. How did the two of you meet?
We actually came to, my mom's side of the family lived in the Valley, and we met in church. One of the services with a mutual friend introduced us and kind of start talking and, you know, kicked off long distance relationship for a couple of years, and then we got married.
Oh, that's lovely. What year was that? What did you get married?
We got married in 2002.
Okay, so it's been a little bit. That's great. Yeah,
it's going to be 20 years this year.
Doesn't seem like it, does it? Or does it maybe some days?
It doesn't. I feel like I'm like 18 all the time.
Aww, that's so wonderful. What's your husband's name?
Andre.
Andre. Okay. Well, I look forward to meeting him one day, actually. So, yeah. I remember when you started with Simplicity here in Harrisonburg, you were in an Airstream. So yeah. I'd love to hear that story. Why the Airstream and where did you get it?
So we started, you know, just actually Etsy shop, and it did little markets at least a year before the Airstream. And then I really enjoyed it, and I seen like the need, and it was going, and I kind of built a little bit of a customer. So I told my husband, like, okay, like I really want a storefront. Like I want to do makeup, but I want people to be able to come in and like experience. Cause at that point, it was about 2014. Like there was online shopping, but I was not one of them. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go online and buy a foundation or something without like trying it on. So I'm like, he's like, okay, well, where would you want it? I'm like, I wanted a main street. So we start looking for like a little space, tried to be creative to see if we could share. And we just could not find anything that was like a good location. So, and when you have that fire burning, I'm like, I'm going to figure out, I'm going to get a storefront, whatever it takes. After like, I think weeks of looking for something. And then, I don't know if you remember, that's when like we started getting more food trucks in the area. I think about that same
yes.
time. And I'm like, wait, like if they could have a truck and sell food, why can't I have a truck and sell makeup and skincare? And so I asked my husband, like, okay, if I get an Airstream, because that's, I think it's the coolest camper ever. Would you restore it? And would you want to rebuild it and have a, you know, storefront? And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. He's like, I don't even want to hear about it until you find it. Where are you going to park it? I'm like, that's fine. It's going to be on Main Street somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be on Main Street. So I went actually the first time talking to somebody on Main Street. I don't know if you remember, by Taj of India.
Yes.
And she was like, sure. I mean, nobody knew what Airstream was. So I had to like walk around with like Google images. I'm like, so this is what it would look like. And I'm going to turn it into the store. And I don't know, the lady was in a really good mood, Angeliki, and she was amazing. She's like, sure. I'm like, can I have this in writing? Because my husband won't believe me. And before I go and spend the money, like, can you put something in writing for me? She's like, sure. Are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, So once I had her secured, we started looking on like Craigslist and everywhere trying to find a camper that we could, you know, pretty much turn into the storefront. And we found one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very, very beat up, old. Went, picked it up. And then my husband had 6 months to refurbish it.
So I guess he's handy like that.
He is very handy. I think, I mean, he is why I'm here to be. There's no way I would have been able to get any of it done. So he's our definitely handyman. So we had the Airstream, we put it, and that was the beginning of our storefront.
That is amazing. And your storefront actually began before that, sort of, in your kitchen shortly after giving birth to your third child in 2014. What inspired this whole origin of With Simplicity from your kitchen to make these products?
If you would have told me that I was going to have a storefront, I'm going to have a team, and I'm going to have a brand, I'll be like, ha, you are so funny. I'm going to be like, Mom, there's no way I'm going to be doing this. I work full time with both of my kids, my first two. And when I got pregnant with the third, I'm like, I am stay-at-home mom. I am not going to work. I had him in January. For 3 months, I didn't leave the house. I'm like, I just need like some rest. I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. Yeah, that didn't happen. My type A didn't let me. So I started like making little products before. I think like with going through detox, I had a greener lifestyle. But when you have a baby, you kind of go through this like detox mode on crack. Like I got rid of anything that could possibly harm the baby. I was using like, you know, organic baby creams, all these diapers, but then like my makeup and skincare, even if I was at home, I would still put on. It just kind of made me feel a certain way and gave me a little bit of confidence. And like I got that on him, and like, or they would kiss or like slobber. And I'm like, okay, this is so disgusting because like, I don't even know what's in it. And if I turn the label, I'm like, I don't know what this means. I'm like, there's no way this is, could be good. And then my husband had a cracked lips. So like, I had like a couple little things where I started making in my kitchen and it worked. Like the products worked. I liked them. Then I started giving them to friends and family. And then they asked me for more. And I'm like, well, you do know that it costs a lot of money. Do you want to pay me for ingredients? You know, like, and kind of slowly build it and start having a little bit of a customer base and then doing markets. But I never intended this to be what it is today. But I'm so glad I did.
Between me too.
My type A personality.
I love that about you, Irina, by the way. I can relate.
Thanks. Yeah, my stay-at-home mom didn't work very well.
No, not for long. I'm curious, how did you learn how to make the products? Were you watching how-to videos on YouTube? How did you figure this out?
So first, like when I was lived back in Russia, like our way, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. We garden, like she grew our things. Like our medicine cabinet was like some bitter herbs and like tinctures and stuff you don't want to put in your mouth ever, but mom will make you. So mom kind of did. And I remember like they would use charcoal as an eyeliner. And I remember they would use a little bit of like a beet or beet juice as a blush, you know? So I'm like, but like, you know, if they did it back then, like, why am I putting so much things on my skin that is harmful? I don't know what they are. And it kind of, that kind of inspired me. And our black eyeliner powder is still one ingredient. It's Indian wood charcoal, you know? So you don't need a whole bunch of, you know, fillers and whole bunch of toxic ingredients to have a good product. So that's kind of when I start looking for and kind of doing more of DIY and looking for recipes. Once I decided that this is something I'm really, really liking, I did take some online courses in London, and I got to travel to London and kind of got a little bit of education and proper mixing and chemistry and organic science. And then also was able to outsource and hire with chemists. So
that's amazing. There's a place in London where you can go take classes.
Well, you can do it online, but then they have like seminars and stuff you could travel to.
What is this place called?
So it's Formula Botanica.
Okay. All right. And you just Googled that online and figured that out?
Pretty much.
You are very resourceful.
University of Google and YouTube, right?
I know it well too myself.
Gotta give Shark Tank the credit too. That's my business knowledge.
Shark Shank?
Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank. By watching it or were you in it?
Oh, no, watching it. Are you kidding me? Not in it. No, just watching it.
Getting your tips
getting
from
my business, you know.
Yeah, there's a little bit cutthroat, but that could be good. Mm-hmm. You know, there's value in everything. Well, not everything, but lots of things.
Lots of things.
Lots of things. All the things. Okay, I love that story. I'm wondering if you are using a garden or as a resource in your backyard, or do you get these plant when you were doing it in your kitchen and first starting out? Did you have a garden, or were you going to Martin's or maybe the farmer's market?
When I was just starting out doing it for myself, it would be just being resourceful. Like one of my friends is a big beekeeper, so they would give me like their leftover beeswax and I would like melt it and clean it. And it was a horrible long process. I didn't know, like, I'm like, how do people charge a few bucks for a lip balm when it takes you like days to just get the wax, you know, before I start buying. And now we buy obviously certified organic, and I grow a lot of things, but I don't use it here in our store just because I don't have a certified organic farm. I would do use just organic and clean, you know, ingredients and products to make sure you guys get the best quality.
And we appreciate that. Now you've grown so much, you have your own production facility and a storefront on Main Street in Harrisonburg, which is just crazy. So what prompted you to move out of the Airstream into the storefront on Main Street?
So when I was in the Airstream and had like regular hours and got to see people, I got to meet so many amazing people, and I've just was super encouraged by them and their stories and why they use their products. And I remember one certain lady, Allison, she would come, she lived, I think, about half an hour away from here, but she would come weekly for chemotherapy. And then she would just come and chat with me. Like she bought our product, but there's times that she would just come and just talk, you know, for, well, she was in between or, so it was just like super encouraging. And I got to hear all the stories. And plus at that time I had my production facility still out of my house. We built like a little facility on the property, and it was like running back and forth. So I couldn't be there as much as I wanted to be. And so I wanted to have something that's bigger where we could see more people and kind of be, have a team where we're all together. And just helps so much, you know, with working and being able to see everybody and not be separated. And
now it's all housed into one place and spot. That's really great. What are the key components that are a must for you and your team to create that quality of your clean beauty brand? And what goes into producing those products?
So a lot of it is for us is just knowing where the ingredients came and how they've been sourced. Because if we take even, you know, essential oil or any oil, and it's been, it might be just pure, say, jojoba oil, but if it's been heat up to a certain temperature or when it was processed a certain way, it gets rid of the benefits of it and the vitamins that are good for your skin. So for us, it's just knowing where they came and how it was processed. So when we have a finished product for you, you still have all the vitamins and all the benefits of the ingredient. They're not, you know, manipulated in any way.
Yeah, so that's really great.
We spend a lot of time on the research.
Yeah. What happens to the products that you're like, no, that's not our quality. We're not gonna use that. What do you do with those? Or does everything just work so swimmingly that nothing goes to waste?
So like to, you know, go back to the back of the house, so before we even like start talking, when we start conversations with one of the vendors, we ask for certain paperwork that will kind of, you know, prove it. Then we get a sample or a small batch of the product, and then we kind of test it and see, you know, make sure that that's what we want and make sure the paperwork matches before we bring it into as one of our vendors and use them.
Okay. So that minimizes anything. Yes. How much fun do you guys have making those products? All the paperwork. How much fun do you guys have making those products?
For me, that's like my favorite part is being creative and like mixing things and mixing ingredients. And if we're here working on a new product, I'll come out a bazillion times like, hey, smell this. Try this. How does this feel? You know, what do you think about this? So it's quite fun. And we usually make a couple small batches and we all test it and give it to family members to test and get a little bit of feedback. And then, you know, before we actually put it out to the market. So it's actually pretty fun to mix things. It doesn't turn out well 100% of the time, but it's still fun.
I could tell. I was noticing on your website, you introduced the team and it's you guys like what food you can't live without, the favorite show. So you just seem like you guys are having a really great time. That's why I had to ask that question.
You like our good food.
Yes. What's your go-to food that you can't do without?
Oh, see, I love to cook. So, Amy, and I love to explore different foods. Like, I love trying new things. I don't care what it is. I will try it at least once. So I'm just a foodie. I enjoy, like, hosting people. If you haven't noticed, we have events here or at my house. So I'm just, I don't think I just can live without good quality food. And I think spices. If I had to pick one thing, it's my spices and oregano.
And oregano. That's great. I know. I went to that chamber event, you know, that for the women, and you had this incredible spread of, you know, cheeses and meats and roots and vegetables. And it was an incredible, I literally thought that you had hired a catering company to bring that in for us and then found out you did it. So you have multi-talents, friend. Multi-talents.
It's kind of the same. The cooking and the food came first, and then like making formulas and recipes is pretty much the same thing. It's just cooking up by lipstick.
Yeah, and you do good. I actually have one of your lipsticks. I thought I lost it this last week and I got really sad. And then it popped up in my car. So it must have fell out of the purse. So
there you go.
I know. And my frown was turned upside down when I found it again.
So, well, you know where to find us.
Yes. I was about to go there and get a new one because I was really bummed out, but no, it's all good. I know on your website, I see that With Simplicity is vegan and cruelty free. And I know a little bit about vegan, but the term cruelty free is newer to me. I have some idea, but can you expand for us and tell the laughers more about what you mean by all that?
Yeah. So cruelty free is something, it's not when like the finished product is being or not being tested. So cruelty free is when the finished product is not tested on the animals, but also all the ingredients that go into the product. So like jojoba oil or essential oils that hasn't been, you know, harmed any animals. So when we go back and doing our research and talking to the companies, we want to make sure that it hasn't been tested on animals. So that's kind of where the claim cruelty-free comes, that all of the ingredients and the finished product is not being tested on animals. It's been tested on us. And we're alive.
Which is definitely cruelty free.
Pretty much. Test on humans.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I like that.
And then vegan, the products, we don't use anything that's been byproduct of an animal.
I see. Okay.
It's more of a plant-based.
Plant-based. I like that. What are some basic skincare and cosmetic tips that you think are the most important and why?
Dawn, do you know how many times I have ladies come and tell me that they don't take off their makeup before they go to bed? And I want to like smack them right there. In the So please take off your makeup before you go to bed. Tip number one.
And why is that so important?
I mean, come on, all the dirt and all the pollution from all of the day mixed with your foundation, your cream, and what else, all the minerals that sit on top of it, which are great to protect you from sun and, you know, environment, but we need to clean up and let our skin breathe and moisturize. So just wash your face and moisturize and make sure that you use some kind of SPF. I think with the skincare, it's your genes. And then sun, and then everything else that you put on and how you take care of it.
That's great. So take off the makeup. Please before you go to bed. Big tip. What about cosmetics? What would be your big tip on cosmetics?
Cosmetics stay natural. I think my motto and with the store, there's trends that will go on and there will be a trend for the year and then it'll be off. But just, you know, we are wonderfully made and our shape, you know, we say that we don't change the way you look, but we just enhance your natural beauty. So don't think you have to have a art degree to do your makeup. You just enhance a little bit of what you already naturally have, and it's going to just pop those, you know, open up those eyes and brighten up the cheeks and add a little bit of color to your lips. You don't need a whole lot. You don't need an art degree.
I'm so glad to hear that, because I can't do all that fancy makeup business.
Right? There you go. We'll need to come for a mini makeover and that'll be good for you.
Yes, definitely. Because that's simple is what I need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simple is what I need. I have some nieces that are fantastic at doing the whole fancy makeup routine, but that's... I would shudder to think what I might look like if I tried to do that myself. To let somebody else do that. But I like the simplicity of that. It's my preference as well. I think that we are all beautiful in our own unique ways. And to be able to enhance that, what we've already been given, is a beautiful thing that you all offer to us. Yeah. And you help us take care of our skin. You have the a monthly mask subscription box. I had never heard of that before. What's in it? What are the benefits? And what does this, what will this cost us?
Yeah. So, I mean, skin is the biggest organ that we have, and we want to make sure we take good care of it, because that's what protects us. And that's what, you know, we all want clear skin. So Mask Club, we have our staple masks, but then we get to like mix them and match them here in the back for ourselves. And we're like, okay, we get to do it. And then maybe it's not practical for us to have 50 different masks, you know, as a retail shop, but wouldn't it be fun to share it with the customers and being able to like give them what we could do in the back, let them kind of be their own scientists and like make things. You get a massive subscription box, costs $26. It usually ships in the first of every month. And we curate each box to a season. So, you know, something your skin might need in the winter, you might not need so much in the summer. So we kind of curate, so it's already like seasonally, and it's, we try to make it fun for you as well. And we give you a little card that kind of tells you ways to mix. So you get two masks and two infusions, and that will, each mask is about two uses. So you could do one mask every week, 10 minutes. People think that they don't have time for a mask. People, it takes 10 minutes to do a mask to take care of your skin. So you do a mask every week, and we give you like a little card with different ways how you could mix the infusions and kind of be your own little creator with the masks. So we kind of bring the back of our house to you.
Ah, you do. Who came up with this wonderful self-care idea?
We've talked about it back and forth, and I think it was kind of mutual, because we wanted to do like a box, and we've done like a seasonal boxes that did very well. So we wanted something that's not super costly, but also fun and beneficial for the skin. And, you know, doing like a monthly box, and you get into the, I have this type of skin, I have this type of skin. And mask is kind of, we could curate it to season and the vitamins that you might need or might be lacking that season. So it's just easier for us to deliver it to you and be more simple for you.
I like simple. We're back to that. I love simple. Mm-hmm. What I have really not done masks all that much. So how is that going to help my skin? Specifically.
So there's different types of masks, and that's kind of where we come in, and we curate each month and make sure kind of the whole year kind of goes well with different. So it kind of gives you a little boost of like, say, vitamin C, or it could be vitamin B. So some masks work right on the surface of your skin, like helping with imperfections, helps with like bigger pores. Some skins are more detoxing, where they pull things from under. So it's just kind of depending on, we kind of work, make sure you kind of get a good range through the year of everything, all the vitamins and different types of masks. So you want to kind of, it's kind of a little like a multivitamin for your skin, if you will, and also helps get rid of the dead skin and everything else on your face that shouldn't be there.
Okay, so
collagen production, which
was that's what I was getting ready to move into. Is there some sort of anti-aging
absolute
property? An ancient comedian wants to know.
Every mask has some of that. We gotta keep this going for a very long time and good.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, wait.
No, maybe each I kind need of mask two masks. Has,
yeah.
Each box has something that's kind of, you know, helps with the fine wrinkles and, but then also different, like detoxing or whatever else we decide that we're doing that month. So it kind of has a theme.
I love it. Well, it looks, I'm gonna have to look into this mask subscription a little bit more, girl.
One
I
of
need
my,
this.
Yeah, last month's mask was with the vitamin C and it kind of fizzed, and it was really fun to mix.
Ah, so what's in store for us next? What's the next one gonna be?
The next one is gonna be more of a spring cleaning for your skin. Kind of cleaning everything is right. So yeah. With masks, you could use them on your face, but you could also use them for other different parts, like the back of the hands, or you could use them on your feet. So this one's going to be more of a detox kind of box, which is we're looking. It's going to be really fun.
Okay, I'm gonna spring cleaning. I chuckled at that spring cleaning of the skin. It's fabulous marketing. Who's doing all this marketing?
Mary. Mary is great. I'm the simple. If you see before, like think some of our names before Mary got here and decided to be creative on us, it was foundation 1, 2, 3. And then Mary comes in and we have all these fancy words and all these, you know, meet your matcha, beat the clock, all the fun things. I'm just a simple gal here. Give me my 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, true. I'm that way too. I love the fun element though, that it's bringing to the business and to the people that are using your products. And also I think it has an educational piece to it in terms of what the products are doing for you, which is a nice benefit as well.
Yeah,
you've got that great team. In fact, with your team, you're giving back to the community in a few ways. Can you tell us more about what you're doing to support the local community?
So with our team, obviously with any small businesses, you have your high schooler students coming doing fundraising, you have churches. So we kind of help a little bit with everywhere we can between our schools and different organizations. But one of the organizations we work with a lot is Blue Ridge Food Bank. So with every nail polish that you buy, we donate a meal, and we also go and volunteer there with a team. We just recently went there. And we also work with New Creation. We have a little pop-up shop of theirs here, and we try to spread the word and help with their mission, which is helping with ladies with that have survived or vulnerable to sex trafficking, which, you know, we are right in that industry. And sometimes when you start looking into all the work and everything they do, it's mind blowing. You think it's somewhere far away, but how much stuff we have going on just here locally. So they're very near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you're working with them. I have to check more of that out. I noticed too, with your products, you have sustainability in the products you create, but also in the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about how that works and how Laffers can earn simple perks? Tell us about that.
Sustainability is one of our missions here with the obviously ingredients, but also the packaging. So with the packaging, if you do, we try to limit plastic, but if you do get some of the containers are just not available in glass. So if you do get a plastic container, we work with TerraCycle and we ship all of the containers to them, and they kind of do a wonderful job recycling whichever ways, doing different things with that plastic. And you get points for glass or plastic. If you bring your containers back, you earn a point, and then different tiers earn you different discounts or free products. So with plastic, we try to ship them, you know, we ship it all to TerraCycle, and then glass, we kind of recycle here locally.
Wow. Where's TerraCycle located?
I want to say it's in New York, but I can go in the box and look at the label because I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
Fun thing with TerraCycle, they send you a box that's already prepaid. Well, you buy a box that's already prepaid. So I'm not even sure, but I want to say it's in New York.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you get it prepaid, you're just filling up the box.
I just fill them and FedEx comes in and picks it up.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that's great. How often do they come in, TerraCycle, or you send it?
Well, it just depends how many containers we get. So you could get different sizes boxes. So we just get a large box. Once that's filled in, it gets shipped out. We got to get another one. So it depends on you. How much makeup do you use and how often you bring it in?
True.
But the more you use, the more we ship.
That's right, lovers. The more you use, the more they'll ship. That's it. You have makeup services too for brides, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do event makeup, bridal makeup, and you would just want to contact us and work out, see if somebody's available on a date. But then we also do just free mini makeovers. So if you're not sure if you haven't been introduced to our brand or want to try a different product, come on in and we'll be able to do a complimentary mini makeover and try products on you so you could try before you buy.
I love that. Do you have to have an appointment for that?
You don't. Just walk in. If it's an event makeup or bridal makeup, yes. But if it's just something you're curious, just come on in. We always have some extra girls and we'll be able to do a little mini makeover.
Excellent. Did you hear that, laughers? You can go in and they can enhance your beauty for a complimentary mini makeover. So you'll want to be able to stop by and check that out. That's for sure. I had them do that on me at that event that you did have. And I really enjoyed that experience. I did a much better job than I do myself.
There you go. Now you just have to come here every morning before work, right?
That's right. Every morning, come visit you. I might just have to do that. Come visit you just because, like Allison did when you were in the Airstream. That's what I'm thinking.
I think
about.
You should.
I think I will.
You should. Do enjoy your comedy and your presence and all your, conversations. So it's always fun.
Yay. Yeah, that's fun. I enjoy you coming out to the shows and I enjoy your company too. This has been so great. Thank you so much, Irina. You are inspiring, super fun. And I'm so glad that you came on today so that you could share with us all things clean beauty made simple. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks for having me. This is really nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to get the word out about you guys. It's just a beautiful, beautiful boutique. Lovers, you can get more information and shop for these fabulously made products with the purest of ingredients. Buy a gift and take advantage of their monthly mass subscription box and more if you go to withsimplicitybeauty.com. That's withsimplicitybeauty.com. Or you can drop by in person, say hi to Irina and her team at their store location at 108 South Main Street in Harrisonburg, Virginia. That's 108 South Main Street in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Curbside pickup is also available. We'll be sure to put their website information in the show notes for you as well. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.